Wednesday's raid was the first confirmed ground operation by foreign troops based in Afghanistan, and it dominated the agenda in Pakistan's parliament. Foreign Minister Mahmood Qureshi said the government had already summoned the U.S. ambassador to complain. He said the operation was shameful because it violated the sovereignty and territorial integrity of a U.S. ally in the war against terrorism. Details about the raid remain unclear, including who was behind it. Western news agencies have reported that U.S. military sources claim American troops based in Afghanistan carried out the assault on a village less than 2 kilometers from the Afghan border. The number of people reported killed varied from 7 to 20, and Pakistani officials said nearly all of them were civilians. Pakistan's military has worked with U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan for several years to establish guidelines governing military action along their shared border. Pakistan Army spokesman Major General Attar Abbas said Wednesday's operation was an unprecedented violation of those guidelines.
In the past, the other side, NATO, ISAF, they have been engaging foreign militants' presence in the area. And on this actionable intelligence, they do engage them through their predator. But never before the physical incursion took place, and which has serious consequences.
The cross-border operation follows months of increased violence in eastern Afghanistan. U.S. commanders have blamed safe havens in Pakistani tribal areas for giving militants space to rearm and plan attacks. But Major General Abbas said Wednesday's assault was especially worrying because there were no reports of militants in the area. He said such operations risked alienating local tribes whose support is vital for defeating Taliban militants.
We do not want this line which is dividing the militant component and the tribe at large to diminish. Because if it gets obliterated, where the tribe or the militant, they join each other and there is an uprising against, let's say, the local security forces or the forces from outside, this will create one big problem.
Top Pakistani and U.S. commanders met on an aircraft carrier in the Indian Ocean last week to discuss border security. Major General Abbas insisted the officials did not authorize cross-border ground assaults such as Wednesday's raid in South Waziristan. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.